What is the worst thing about living in a city?
I wish I could afford the rent.
There is a big problem with air pollution.
The city is growing without any kind of planning.
Half of the world's population live in them, and within the next century, it will be more like 90%.
Over the last 20 years, we've been thinking that urbanisation is the way forward. But what we've seen during COVID-19 is that people's priorities are really changing. So this is a real moment in time where we have to rethink a new vision of a city.
Who does the 15-minute city help?
One common oversight is that we often try to optimise the city to deal with the number of workers. So we think about how many people we can get into the city in the morning and out of the city in the evening. We don't think about people living permanently in the city. The 15-minute city is mainly designed to help them.
Rather than travelling in from the suburbs to the centre to work, shop and socialise, the 15-minute city takes a different approach.
The 15-minute city is a really simple concept in many ways. It's really just saying that every urban citizen should be able to meet their basic needs within a 15-minute walk or cycle ride from their house.
The concept of the 15-minute city was suggested by French-Colombian scientist Carlos Moreno, and aspects of it are starting to be applied in bigger cities like Paris, Barcelona and Bogotá. It's been described as a return to a local way of life. New technologies create a lot of opportunities to work from home, to do more things in the neighbourhood, to get rid of separation of work and living. That would also reduce air pollution that goes with traffic. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, the average UK worker spent 400 days of their lives commuting. That's enough time to read the entire Harry Potter series 159 times.
If infrastructure or cars are the most important things, we ignore what makes the city exciting, which is that it's less difficult for people to speak with each other in person. When we get rid of all those parked cars in the roads and all the traffic, we create lots of space for greening the city with trees.
My favorite thing about living in Barcelona is the quality of public space, which encourages you to spend a lot of time outside and meet other people.
Implementing the 15-minute city would mean a significant redesign of our infrastructure. Is that possible?
In many cities across the world for the last 50 years, we've focused on a planning policy called zoning. Experts were working on how to separate a city into different zones depending on the activities that are done there. For example, where you would go for shopping or for work or for home life. And so to be able to make that kind of change into a 15-minute city is incredibly difficult for certain places.
The concept of the 15-minute city also has its critics. Some fear it could ghettoise poorer people whose neighbourhoods don't have the jobs and amenities found in richer communities.
A lot of places here in Mumbai do not have enough infrastructure, especially places where low-income groups live. It's a major wealth and economic gap there.
So although there are some downsides, the concept of the 15-minute city aims to reduce car dependency, promote healthy and sustainable living, and improve the well-being and quality of life for people living in cities.